This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Phil. You look a bit stressed, Phil.
I am a bit stressed. I keep volunteering to do extra work and now I've got so much to do. And I don't know when I'm going to get it done.
Maybe you shouldn't have volunteered for so much work. It looks like you made a rod for your own back.
And now you've given me an expression to look at in this programme. Make a rod for your own back. We use it to say that you do something that will cause you problems in future, like volunteering for too much work.
In this expression, the rod is the thing that will cause you problems. It's you that will feel the negative consequences of your decisions.
If someone invites too many people to a party at their house, they might be making a rod for their own back. They'll need to buy or make food for lots of people.
Let's hear some more examples of people using make a rod for your own back.
I offered to make a cup of tea at work the other day, and now I've really made a rod for my own back. I have to make the morning tea every day.
I missed a couple of my Spanish lessons, and I've really made a rod for my own back because now I'm going to have to study extra hard for the test.
I offered to referee a kid's football match, and now all the parents expect me to do it every week. I've really made a rod for my own back.
Sometimes you might not realise you've made a rod for your own back when you choose to do something.
Yes, often when we decide to do something, we don't realise that it could cause problems in the future and that we're actually making a rod for our own backs.
Luckily, there's no way that listening to our programmes could be making a rod for your own back. So make sure that you come back next time for more expressions. See you then.
Bye.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.